Hey, Professor, you left class so early. Are you in a hurry? I wanted to ask you about the last assignment. May I sit? I promise it'll only be 2 minutes of your time. Thank you. So, the rubric states that a paper should have five sources, but the assignment description says that the paper needs only four sources. So, I wanted to ask you how many we actually need. Well, yeah, I could have asked in class, but you know me. I get shy about speaking in public, which is why I usually ask questions after class. You usually stay, but you rush out of the hall. Is something wrong? You're not acting like yourself. Well, you're not giving me any eye contact for starters. You always look me in the eyes. It always makes me blush when you do that. So come on, Professor, make me blush. Hi. So why the awkward attitude right now? I know you love the attention I give you. No need to be humble, Professor. You love how I follow you around, asking you questions. It was so disturbingly obvious. Stroked your ego whenever I did it. You love seeing shy, nerdy women trip over themselves just to have a chance to talk to you. Stop trying to change the subject, Professor. Why did you rush out of lecture like your pants were on fire? No answer? Why can't you look at me? Why are you the shy one all of a sudden? Finally! I'm so glad you noticed my little makeover. I was scared at first, but I'm realizing that I really, really like the attention. I especially love what I'm doing to you right now. It's making all of this so worth it. Watching you flirt with all those bimbos in class, I was so completely jealous. I wanted that attention, and I tried hard to get it. Complimenting you, asking you questions, didn't really do anything. You just saw a nerdy, shy girl with a little crush on you. You thought you could keep on ignoring me. Well, I'm sick of being underestimated. I studied you, Professor. I'm good at that. I find out the things you like, the things that caught your eye. The reason why you let those stupid sluts have their way with you? They don't deserve to fuck you. I can do what they do even better because I'm smarter and hornier. I pay attention to the things that matter. If I have a goal, I obtain it. So I'm doing everything you can't resist. Even intelligent, sophisticated men like you can't stop the natural reactions the body has. When seeing what it enjoys, I learned my lesson now. Am I just a typical nerdy girl now? I've been teasing you this whole time. You can't stop staring at my legs. Even in class, I noticed how you fumbled over your words when you looked in my direction. Don't deny it, Professor. You ran out of class and your bulge was so obvious. You think saying I've changed will make me feel regret? No. I feel so proud of myself right now. I can take what I want now. Being sweet and shy never got me the results that I'm getting now. Being a naughty tease is so much more fun, too. I mean, look at you, squirming in your seat. Your cock must be throbbing in your pants. Let me have a look. Don't protest now. I know what you need. It's every bit as beautiful as I imagine. It's so warm, too. I've wanted you so long. I so needed this. I knew dressing like this would do something to you. I usually hide my curves under baggy jeans and sweatshirts, but some makeup. A short skirt, push-up bra, tight blouse. It makes all the difference. Oh, I forgot to mention no panties, too. You're really observant, Professor. I'm observant too. The way you're looking at me is letting me know how badly you want me to suck your dick. Do you want my mouth, Professor? I want you to say it. Say that I turn you on. Good. Better than those bimbos. I don't need help with grades. I'm doing this because I want you. I want to be your favorite student. I'm a quick learner too. My better. Am I your favorite? Yes. Can't have you come too quickly on me. I'm just getting started. I didn't wear panties for two reasons, Professor. One, I'm gonna ride you and show you what I've learned. And you're gonna love my ass, slapping against those swollen balls. They're so full of cum. So much cum. My cum. I'm a virgin, Professor, but I've been practicing at home. I always study for my exams, so what's my grade so far? I thought so. I'm gripping your cock and I'm really, really tight. How do I compare to those dumb sluts? I guess they'll have to actually pay attention in class now. They can't fuck you for A's while I'm around. Your balls will be drained from now on. Fuck. Your balls. Your cum. It belongs to me now, Professor. Give me what I've earned. That's it. I want it all inside me. No. Professor, when in your office, the best place for your cum is inside of me. Especially when I come and squeeze the life out of this fat fucking dick. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, it's too late now. I know you're dying to come. I told you when I really want something. I get it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I want your cum. Oh, I want it in me. No, please. It's okay. It's okay. If I get pregnant, we can get married, and then the university won't fire you. I love you so much, Professor. Mm-hmm.